Stephanie here from The Realty Deal. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast about styling and staging your house. Now, I'm going to talk about some products that complement the latest home design trends. NAR, the National Association of Realtors, just came out with an article that I'll share on The Realty Deal LinkedIn and Facebook pages. So I just want to share some of these like latest innovations for your home center. And these are health-minded features. And we're going to talk about infusing this grand millennial style because it seems like it's here to stay with the millennials. And if you don't know what grand millennial style is, I'm a perfect example of somebody who is totally into it. I grew up with my grandma. I call her Bubba because I'm Ukrainian. And I kept a lot of her old antiques and just vintage pieces and just love to incorporate them in my home. So I'm not like a modern, sleek millennial style. I am obsessed with this grand millennial trend, and we're going to get into that too. But here I'm just going to talk about what people desire in their homes today. And it's definitely healthy homes, textured styles, expanding the purpose of spaces in your house. So let's go through these home design trends for 2022. Now, first, we're going to start with healthy havens, because ever since this pandemic began, the idea of creating a healthy and more hygienic home has been on a lot of people's minds, which I love. I am a germaphobe. And yeah, if you know me, you know that my boyfriend has a couple kids, a couple boys, and it's just like, ew. So I'm always like, wash your hands. So there's, I'm going to share a couple amazing products that it doesn't matter if they wash their hands or not, because they're not touching the light switches. They're just waving their hand by it. So let's get into it. So we're going to talk about, first of all, with the healthy home, exhaust fans in your bathroom. You can get, one example specifically of a product, it's called the Broad Surface Shield Antibacterial Exhaust Fan, and it offers powerful ventilation. It has antimicrobial technology, so it prevents the growth of bacteria and mold in your bathroom. So we got to love that. The second thing that I am finding is that more household items are going touchless. So this wave switch is an awesome hands-free technology. It allows you to control the lights with a wave of the hand, and it minimizes germ spread in a household. And the same thing goes with faucets. With your kitchen sink, even your bathroom, you can get faucets. There's one that NAR has recommended here in the products, the Fanning Filtration Kitchen Faucet. So it not only offers a modern look, but also provides on-tap water filtration right from the sink, which is awesome. And hands-free. So gotta love that. You can just wave and it works. So those are some products for a healthy home. Now, people also are obviously spending more time in their house, and they want to add more purpose to their space. So implementing multifunctional products, big and small, can maximize your square footage. It lends more purposes to a space. So I know that your kitchen becomes more than a room for cooking, right? And of course, your mudroom isn't just a catch-all for dirty clothes. Your den is like a work and study space now. So everything seems to be multifunctional. So make sure that your house is working for you. So another product that we can recommend here is like a plug that comes out of your island. So you can add this aftermarket, and it just helps because if you're working or your kids are playing at the kitchen island, they can just plug right into it. So it's super easy. The other thing that I love is a Sub-Zero wine fridge. So bring your wine cellar into the kitchen, right? There is wine storage that can double as refrigerator, freezer, drawer combo. There is this Sub-Zero at Ferguson Bath and Kitchen that I'm obsessed with. It can store up to 86 wine bottles. There's two cooling zones, and there's an automatic ice maker. I mean, I'm a drinker, so I'm feeling this. And I mean, if you're not, you could even use it for your kids too. It's like at their level, so they can just grab a juice box, whatever. So The other thing that people are loving in their homes are infusing more texture. And I am guilty of this because I am like a very earthy person. So I love textiles. And I also love those like pops of personality. So I like did this really kind of fun wallpaper in my bathroom. So infusing more texture in your house, it's just a way to design like an authentic earthy environment. So using natural materials, like flowing curves, like raw aesthetics, they just aim to create a more serene home. And there's lots of products that can help you achieve that look. You know, from your kitchen sink to all your furniture, like there's so many ways to add, I think I want to say bring nature into your house, like a biophilic design. So you can use textures like through lighting, window coverings, rugs, furniture, like there's so much you can do. And that's going to kind of bring me into this grand millennial design trend that is happening. The grand millennial trend attempts to recapture multiple styles of the past. So it's just this nostalgic design that's rooted in tradition. So I'm lucky enough to have a lot of pieces handed down from my bubba. But you can get these vintage looks, especially through lighting. I think that that's an amazing way to achieve this grand millennial design trend, especially like in your dining room, even in your bathroom, you know, with wall sconces, chandeliers. There's so much you can do bringing the grand millennial design in, even art. Love that. Speaking of wall art, get some wallpaper. I love wallpaper. As I mentioned, I have a fun blue flower design in my bathroom. I'm finding that these softer greens are traditional. It will bring a traditional look to your space, but also it's the color of the year. Like I'm signed up for so many auto emails. Martha Stewart, what's up? And I think it's October Mist is a very popular color. I personally use the green color from Benjamin Moore called High Park. I love it. Definitely put some wallpaper somewhere, even inside of a closet or like on a closet door. Like there's so many things that you can do. You could add with this grand millennial style, like a touch of glam and nostalgia from previous generations. Again, I'm gonna say through your lighting. So picture, lighting, wallpaper, like you can really pull this look together. And again, I'm gonna share this article that NAR released in their Styled Staging and Sold kind of area of their website. So heads up on my Facebook and LinkedIn. If you don't follow me, I'm at The Real T Deal. So thank you for listening to this home design and decor episode. And please reach out if you are thinking about renovating or if you need help picking some stuff for your space. I'm obviously obsessed with interiors, so happy to help where I can. Thank you so much, guys.